Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am the host of Live and Learn, or the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises and the host of Power to Be You on Blog Talk Radio. And I come across to you today, to my listeners, and wishing you a very merry, happy Christmas. Today is a half an hour show, and I want to come across to all of you and just really speak from the heart and bring about some awareness about what this day is and the significance of what this means to us spiritually. And I believe that irrespective of where you are in your journey through this life and this journey and figuring out where you stand and your purpose and your future, I want to be able to share different distinctions with you and just come out really transparent and be very real, because there's no other occasion in our lives and no other event, holiday, celebration in our times where we are brought to such a fundamental awareness of who we are at the core and of what our purpose is. And truly, Christmas brings about a lot in people's hearts, in people's minds, in people's ability to handle their lives and to be able to look at where they are in their journey and comprehend the why of their existence. And before I start, I'd like to give you a little background on something or a story that I heard last night, which I did not know, regarding the song Silent Night. And this embodies when I talk about power to be you, when I talk about we all have the power of choice and we all have the power of meaning. And the meaning that we give our experiences is what allows us to move forward. And for those of us who have, and we all have it, for those of us who have challenges and who have situations that we're uncomfortable with and that we are tested and we are tried, these situations happen in our lives because they are meant to happen. They are meant to happen to help us grow, to help us become better people, to help us develop, to help us reach a higher level of being. And oftentimes we become discouraged. And if we are not in a position where we are able to gain or have different perspectives and have different information at our disposal, we can really become unable to deal with it. We can really get to the point of not being able to handle the situation. And what I'd like to say is, in this time of Christmas, for those of you who find yourselves in difficult situations, I have to come across and share what has made a difference in my life, which is truly being connected to God and being connected to that higher meaning that He personifies in our human existence. And in sharing with you this story, the story that I heard last night was about the composer of this song of Silent Night. It will be about 189 years that song has been in existence, and it has been a song that has been played throughout the world. It has been translated into over 300 languages and dialects all throughout, and it's one of the most popular carols of our time. Now, one thing that people do not really know is that the priest who wrote this, he was about 26, 27 years old, and he suffered from alcoholism. And he composed this song as a homage and rendering these words of a soul being lost and of a Savior coming to us and of a King being born amongst us, someone that we would go to and someone that we would have as hope. And really that made an impact in me, because we as human beings are here to simply find our purpose and find our own meaning. And when we stop and when we really think about our essence and what makes us be who we are, and when we look outside of our conditions and of society's expectations on us, on upon us. And when we look into our hearts and we really say, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Why should I just not give up? There's a higher calling within us. Our spirituality and our instinct and our sixth sense steps ahead of us, demanding that we give it a voice. And it demands that we stand out of our conditions, and it demands that we give it light. And truly, it is now at this time and in the holidays that we call holidays, but it is a holiday because it is rendering homage to that one being that has been, or that came to this world to make a difference in our lives. And there has been no other time in my life where I have come to such awareness than throughout these past months, where having undergone a lot of difficulty, a lot of challenges in every area of my life, in personal, in relationships, in financial, in me believing that I have the power within me to make a difference in society, to be able to come across and really believe that everything that I've learned, everything that I lived, that the testimony that I have to share can impact people and can really bring about an awareness that at least they can realize that there is someone who's willing to speak from the truth, that there is someone who's willing to come and say, listen, this is where I've been, this is what I've done, this is how I can show you not to go down that route. There's a lot behind me that I can share and that I can expose to help people deal with their own circumstances. And now that can only happen when you believe that there's a higher entity working on your behalf. I heard a story of a woman that last year, on the 24th of Christmas, on Christmas Eve, she received a call. And a call that no mother would ever want to have, or no father for that matter. And it was a call letting her know that her son had been found dead. And throughout the day, this woman, of course, had to deal with all of the arrangements, calling and speaking to the police, trying to figure out what they were going to do, calling relatives, calling family members. And it got to the point that she just couldn't handle what was happening in her life. And someone, a friend of hers, suggested she go to a church, that she go to a service. And she ended up going to attending the same church that I go to. And she said that during that service, she was ushered by a different people, and they put her in contact with counselors that were there, prayer counselors. And at one point she heard the sermon, and she now wrote a letter to the pastor, and basically she said that on that eve, though she had lost her son, God had given her his. And she found hope, and she found another reason for her to move forward in her life with. And today she's a different person because she's found a relationship, and she's really brought that whole essence of who we are spiritually into her life, into her awareness. And even to me, 2 days ago when I was there at the service again, a different service, I saw a friend of mine or a lady that I knew. And immediately when I asked her how she was, she began to tell me that her husband was dying of cancer, that her husband, after so many years of marriage, had given up on life, that he was no longer going to fight it, that he was no longer going to try to take care of it, that he was just ready to go, to be with the Lord. And at a moment's time, I felt weakened because I felt, well, how can I say something? How can I help her? How can I make a difference in her life? Me that comes across as empower yourself and have the power to be you. And all of a sudden, I just said, you know what? Here I am in a place of worship. Here I am before an entity that is there for all of us. And here I am before a being, Jesus, God, who's there for all of us. who knows what we feel in our hearts, who is the one being that accepts us as we are, who is the one being that empowers us, that gives us hope, that inspires us, and that motivates us to moving forward. Because if we follow in his steps, then we know that we are saved. Then we know that we're going in the right direction and that he will be there to help us. And what I did with this person is I asked her if I could pray with her. And I don't know if my words made a difference for her, but I also said, I am here for you. If you need me, give me a call. And I invited her to an event that I am involved with through the West Palm Beach Women's Christian Women's Group. And this is through Stonecroft Ministries. Now, whoever you are that you're listening to me, these groups are located throughout the nation. And this is a group that meets once a month, women coming together in a community for outreach, listening to other women's journeys, listening to women who have found their own connection and who have found what's really missing within their lives. And all I can say is that in today's time, with where we are, with what's happening in the world, with what's happening with people, with men, with women, in our relationships, as parents, in our schools, in the classroom, in our jobs, in society, when we look outwardly and we see what's happening with the media, with the people that supposedly are role models, with people that supposedly our children aspire to be like. When we look at all of this and we see that there's so much missing at the core level, we can really say that we all have a void. And as spiritual beings coming to this world, not just in flesh alone, we need to acknowledge that fact. And we need to allow ourselves to go into that journey. Just like we allow ourselves to learn skills that will help us in our careers and in our jobs. Just like we take classes when we want to learn something new. Just like we take Lamaze classes when we're going to have babies, or we take even parenting classes where we're going to be new parents, and we prepare when we're going to get married, and we buy books at Barnes & Noble and at Border Books because we want to know more about a subject. Let's open our hearts and open our minds, or actually open our minds, not our hearts, because our hearts are open. It is often said that the mind can make a heaven or a hell out of whatever experience we have. As it lays captured in that mind and in that file cabinet, it is our mind that keeps us from allowing our spirit to soar, to seek its freedom, and to go forward, to become that entity and that being that aspires to be greater, to be free, to be trusting and trustworthy. I can't stand here before you and tell you that if it were not for my relationship with God, I would not have the courage, I would not have the strength, I would not have the confidence nor the determination to make a difference in my life, both for myself, my family, but all those people, especially the children, the at-risk youth, and the women that are part of the society in which I live. I happen to be a mother. For 7 years, I was a single mother. I took on that challenge And I bid it with dignity. But I also bid it with a lot of challenge. But I never focused on the challenge. I always focused on what I was learning because I knew that it was going to give me something that I could work with. It would give me a story so that when in the future, when I would talk to a single parent, I could say, I understand you. I understand where you are because I've been where you are. I understand what it is to be injured, to not be able to get off from where you sat down, to not be able to move, to not be able to lift your body, to not be able to carry anything. I understand what it means to be in debt, to have the creditors calling you, to for a fleeting moment to think, you know what, maybe it would be better just if I could check out. If I could just close my eyes and die, this would feel better. We all go into those moments, and that's okay. We're human. But it's the foundation that makes a difference in where you go in life and how you go in this life with. That foundation, those roots, that base is what allows you to stand and face the struggle. Is what allows you to stand and know that there's going to be a better day, that you will see the light, that there is something else besides that moment and that circumstance. That foundation, that spiritual foundation that is so evident in this time between yesterday and today, that is where we question our being. For those people who do not connect, they can't understand simply because they do not know. If something is never explained to us, we will never realize what it is. When we talk to people outside or when we look at them, when we see them through these days, and then we hear about the countless people who are lonely, the amount of people who end up committing suicide, overdosing, people who are out in the streets, or people who reach out to others, the amount of Good Samaritans who turn out in hordes trying to reach out to help other people in need. You have to ask yourself, why? Why do they go out? Why do they do this? Why is it that as human beings we're seeking this out? Why is it that we need to connect? Why is it that we feel good when we can extend a hand and help someone in need? Why is it that we're touched in our heart? Why is it that we can cry and we can experience that humility? That's what we're about. That's what we are about. We are spiritual beings in human form. We are spirits living a mortal life, the mortal life. Is temporary. It is short. It is measured. It is conditioned. And when you go back in history and you go and you listen and you find out about the history of mankind and we find out about why Jesus Christ came and why he was here, it makes sense. Our lives make sense. It makes sense because then we realize why it is that we suffer today, why it is that we have limiting beliefs, why it is that we always look for the easy way out, why it is that we can't just do what's right automatically. I mean, haven't you ever wondered? Take a child, for instance. You try to teach him right. You try to teach him the correct way of speaking. You try to teach them to have good manners, to speak well, to have discipline, to have order. And you can take months to try to get a point across, or to try to create a pattern, or to try to create a positive habit. And then one kid can come across and inject something negative into that child, and all of a sudden that child will spin in a different direction. And it'll almost feel like everything you've tried to do to help this child move forward has been undone. Or even one child will come and say a foul word, and then the rest of the entire crowd will know it. And they'll remember it. And they'll remember it not in one language, but in maybe two or three. That's mind-blowing. That's crazy, and it's funny, and it's silly, but it's real. It's so real because all of us have stories like that. I have stories like that. We're all conditioned. We're conditioned through society. We're conditioned by our parents. We're conditioned by the constraints. We're conditioned by what people say. You know, God is not about religion. God is about spirit and faith and hope. It is about us understanding who we are at our core, who we are in our soul, who we are as human beings. I believe there comes a point in a man's life, in a woman's life, where you have to be able to say, if this were to happen to me, how would I react? If this were to happen to me, would I lose my life? Would I give up and just be so fearful and so afraid? Would I recoil and become a coward instead of facing something head on? And oftentimes, I said that to myself in describing my spirituality. Through my life, I have always had God. I have always believed in Him. I always knew that He had a purpose for me. I always knew that it was something great. I always aspired for goodness and positivity and growth and evolution, etc. But then there was a moment through my life and in my journey where I did certain things that were not, in retrospect, that were not great for me. There were things that I did that caused me pain. There were things that I did that were not honorable. There were experiences that I had, relationships that I was in, circumstances that I put myself in, that hurt me, that hurt other people, that gave me a reason for me to feel that I wasn't all that great, that caused me to doubt my self-esteem, my self-value. There were a lot of things that came my way, yet because I believed in God, I was able to look at them, take them, and understand why they came to my life. And what always saved me is that my intention was always to do right. I might have used not so good a judgment. I might have not have looked out for someone else's welfare. And I might have made decisions based on my own selfish gain. But I will tell you that for me, what has saved me is having that spiritual belief. And like I tell you, the journey continues. And this is an everlasting track that we're on. But life becomes so much easier. And our troubles become so much bearable. They become a lot more bearable when we can look outside of ourselves and ask God to come into our lives and help us. When we can look and say, God, I can't do this alone. I don't know. I'm freaking out. I'm afraid. I am angry. I feel that this is not just. How can I give more? I can't give any more. Those are those moments when we can look to Him and say, help me. Help me through this. Give me courage. Give me faith. Allow me to get through this. Allow me to get past this. Send me someone. Show me something. Give me something. That's where we're able to feel that strength. And what I can say is that at Christmas time, society in itself is driving around crazy, looking to buy gifts, looking to get to meetings, looking to go to someone's house and move forward because they got to go somewhere else. And at the end of it is a frenzy. Ooh, I'm glad it's over. And whatever darkness that lies in their soul has only been a little darkened. And when you can take this period and this moment and say, you know what, let me really go in there and let me look at this. Let me step into a place of worship and ask, or just open my heart and listen. Let me listen to the beautiful music. Let me hear the story. Let me put my mind at rest and let me just allow my heart to listen. Let me see, because we are on this journey. And it's an eternal journey. And eternity doesn't happen here. Because if we're to look at it, life can be hell. And it is hell for a lot of people. And we have to make a decision if we want to live our lives in hell or we want to live it in liberty and in goodness. Being kind to each other, being loving to one another, doing what's right. Because what's right and what's wrong, there's a big line in between. And we all know it. And we know it first in our heads, but we also know it in our hearts. And peace doesn't feel like that when your heart is troubled. So in closing, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And I hope that I can make a difference in one person's life. I know that I can only be true to my Creator by speaking what He places in my heart. I love you all. I look forward to seeing you Thursday. That's going to be a great show. We will have a visionary from the metaphysical background world, and he will have his way of speaking to you about creating a new life for yourself. It is my pleasure to be here, and it is my pleasure to be able to bring to you a little bit of what God has given to me. I thank you all, and see you again Thursday.